Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
Yes, Marie Fix, F-I-X.
Thank you. And just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
My what, please?
Your
mailing address.
Yes, ma'am.
Is 5725 Pickle Road, Oregon, Ohio, 43616.
Thank you. And how can I help you?
I need to change my card. We're a member of the GM retirees, and we had Capital, and now it's switched to Goldman Sachs. So I didn't get a chance to call it, and I got an email from you over the weekend saying they couldn't complete a transaction, so I'd like to give you my new information.
Okay, well, I understand. Let me get it pulled up here. And let's see. Thank you for being patient. Bear with me one moment. Thank you for being patient on that hold. I wasn't able to update your payment information, but I did go ahead and send you an email. And once you receive that email, you'll be able to update your payment information.
Well, I would like, hold on, I'll do that.
Sure.
I'm looking at the email you just sent, but there's no numbers on it. Should there be?
No, ma'am. You would have to add them.
Well, that isn't. I need to give you my new card and my card numbers. I'm changing a card.
Right.
Yes.
And do you see where it lets you add that on the email?
It just says confirm payment information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all it said there. Now, I see that you have that information.
Right.
You want me to print it in rather than giving it to you over the phone?
Yes, ma'am. You would put it there on that email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, please.
Sure.
Just double checking the numbers.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I did all that. And then it says enter the address that matches the card. That's right. That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. All that information is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it says here, your payment details have been updated successfully.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and refresh my page here. Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that it was updated.
Okay. So you will take care of the information then because they said they couldn't complete a transaction because I had inadequate funds or the improper card or whatever they said, but it should be good now.
Okay, well, let me see when your order is going to go through. Let's see. Okay, so it do say here that it did fail to process, and the next order attempt would be May 7th.
Okay, so that's the end of the week. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And then everything should be back in sync, right?
Yes, ma'am. Let me see. So that was... And it was for the CBD joint defense. Yes, ma'am. So everything should be back in sync. So... When you're attempted to be charged again on May 7th, it should go through fine.
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That was not a problem.
It says, right at the top, I just looked here, it says, mm-hmm. failed to update your payment details. Please try again. That's not correct. Everything is updated.
Yes, ma'am. I'm seeing here that it did go through fine. And that was the card ending in 5085.
Yes.
And yes, ma'am. So it looks like here it went through successful. I'm not seeing any red flags or anything. Let me make sure. Let me go back through it and make sure that's correct. Thank you for being patient. I'm still checking into this for you.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. So I'm seeing here that the card was updated successfully.
It was what?
Updated successfully.
Okay, thank you.
And all before I let you go, I'm not sure if you have been receiving any vitamin D, but we do offer that as well, and that helps to support healthy bones, muscles, and your immune system. And so were you interested in receiving any of that from us?
I think not, but thank you for your offer.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And I thank you for calling Omex Health. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.